as well, or, well, Offer. Offer America Dean, but you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Blag the Ripper.
Oh, heidi ho, Blag the Ripper. I have returned with the mastermind, my partner in crime, magic, Mike Routier. And oh, Christ, do we have a show for you this week.
Let me tell you, Blag, we are taking the stops and ripping them right out. We got a true punk rock legend joining us this evening. That's right.
And sure, we throw that around pretty loosely. Oh. We pretty much call everybody a legend, but this guy
this time,
deserves it.
This is the real thing.
That's right.
I mean, a lot of false alarms. We cried a lot of wolf on this show. It's our fault. We know. But this time, it's the real deal. We're making up for all those past mistakes. Lord Jack Grisham of TSOL. Can you believe that, Black?
Oh, my Lord. This guy has done more nasty things. And he tries to play it down now, but he is so sick and insane. And has beaten so many innocent bystanders, it's not even funny. Jack Grisham, this is true punk rock to the point where he is a sociopath.
I would even go so far as to call him an American demon, Blag.
I agree. He's written a new novel. It's a novel based on his life, but this ain't some Henry Rollins, let's jump in the van and talk about coffee. This is an insane novel that
he went fictional, the truth fiction thing, but I don't even know how to describe it, Blag. You gotta listen to him.
Jack's truth was so bizarre, it became fiction. Of course, we got our regular features. We got the Estrogen OD.
That came from
the garage.
We're going globetrotting as well.
All over the map, Mike, and you have assembled a brilliant show this week.
Why, thank you.
We're starting with the Cute Lepers. I dig these guys. Little garagey, little glammy.
It's a brand new one. Brand new one from them. It's called Ambulance Man off of Adventure Time right here on Radio
Like You Want.
Shooting the moon. Nearly told, let it play that price that man on down below. road to shoot those in the moon. With an old black heart and a gun in my hand, running out of room. And I know no one's aware, so this course I stay. Move on down to the fire till I hear him say, well, I let go. There's no souls in this place, cause they've all made their escape. With a cup of blood on ice and a coffin nail in tow, I'm ready to pay my price to that old man down below.
Trotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter.
Mike, you know, I know you'd like to go get a Brazilian every once in a while. Tell me what's on Globetrotter this week.
Well, while I was down there getting a true native Brazilian, I checked out this crazy comp Brazilian tribute to the original TSOL, Random Out of Nowhere, 2009. This track's I'm Tired of Life from Luisa Fria. Jack Grisham himself right there. Luisa Fria, I'm Tired of Life from the Brazilian tribute to the original TSOL. That's our Globetrotter for the week. For that, The Addicts, I Love You, But Don't Come Near Me, Life Goes On. That's from their latest, greatest, Life Goes On.
Hey, and the Fresh Prince of Darkness apologizes for beating up your roadie. It had to happen.
Okay, I'm sure. Message to you, Addicts. For that, Get Dead, they're our local Bay Area fave over here. Shooting the Moon, that's a live acoustic one there from the Pirate Cat Cafe. Remember that place, Blake?
Oh, man, Pirate Cat, San Francisco's finest. Where is Monkey? That's the question I'm asking, Mike. Will he ever return?
His evil skull island somewhere.
He is a giant of broadcasting. You can put me down as a Monkey fan.
All right, The Cute Leopards before that, Ambulance Man, that's off a brand new one off of their Adventure Time, just came out, so check that one out.
Oh, man, we talked to a real nutty goofball this week.
A hypnotherapist extraordinaire.
And novelist, not to mention punk rock legend. You know, Jack once told me the first TSOL tour, all they did was cross the country with no money and a siphon hose, stealing gas from cars to get from show to show. This man is the real deal right here on Radio.
Like You Want. What is that? The sound of laughter I hear? Must be Jack Grisham hidden this way. Stay tuned. Interview coming right on.
All the way to the bank.
I'm the rain. Classic one from TSOL right there. Sounds of Laughter from their Dance With Me LP, 1981. Folks, it's been so long. Got Jack Grisham on the phone with us right now. Jack, how you doing, man?
Other than being a Tucson, I'm doing great.
Yeah, we feel for you, man. We feel real bad for you. You got a new book out?
Yeah, American Beaver. Yeah, it just came out like May 1st. It just came out. It's like it hasn't gotten one bad review yet. Like the worst review I've got is sadistic and brutal.
That's a good review.
For you, that's good, though.
So I'm saying it's like, yeah, that's the whole point, guys.
Well, you took a different tack with this one, though. I mean, it kind of tells your story, but it tells it in kind of a novel way. Why don't you tell our listeners where you're coming from?
Guys taking money to write a book, right? And they just wanted to, hey, tell us a story about being a badass, you know, West Coast, you know, early punk bullshit. Like, it's been told like a million times. So I ended up writing this thing completely different. Like, I wrote it from the point of view of being a demon, like a sociopath, who actually... when he starts and loaded, starts having feelings for people. Because you know you feel good when you got a couple of drinks in you. So that's the very first time I ever felt good or cared for somebody. So in the book, I start out as a demon. The fucking booze and the drugs turn me human. And then I basically self-destruct. So it's like the complete opposite. And then I just use like DMTSL as a background. But it's got nothing to do with TSOL, and it doesn't really have anything to do with me either, other than some of the stories.
Uh-huh, so the stories are kind of culled from your history, but they're twisted around in such a way that...
Right.
So you didn't want to go for the obvious autobiography thing, the Henry Rollins, I got in the van, I had a cup of coffee thing. That was not interesting to you.
Yeah, well, really? You know what I'm saying? What are they doing? A lot of these guys, they're so quick to attack everyone else, all these fucking easy targets. You know, it's like... hey, look at yourself. Why don't you turn the mirror around and face yourself? That's what I did. Like, it doesn't paint a pretty picture of me. You know what I mean? It's like, if you really, like, get into, like falling apart and, like, bad decisions and like, you know, somebody that just completely serves self and doesn't give a shit about anybody, this is what happens. Here's how these people end up. So that's like, really what the book shows.
And what they usually do at the end of these rock biographies is it's kind of a spirit of redemption at the end. Everything's turned out okay. I hope everybody in your book dies in some horrible way.
There is none. That's what somebody said to me. Somebody goes, hey, man, this is kind of like, you don't really apologize for being an asshole. It's like, no, that wasn't the point. I don't want to tell you the end, but it's like, I've had guys actually say that this is the first book that they had to sit down and walk away from because it fucked with their heads so much that they actually had to walk away from it.
And isn't that the mark of great art? I mean, isn't that where TSOL was coming from, even from the beginning? Like, once you guys had made Everybody Love You as a punk band, you turned around and kind of embraced things like goth and heavy metal and things that your audience wasn't even ready to embrace yet.
Yeah, but just don't throw the heavy metal jacket on me.
Oh, wait, that was the other guy. That's the other guy you got thrown out.
Except for that one. That's the only jacket I will not wear.
You will not wear the heavy metal jacket. You heard it here first, folks. But we got Jack Grisham with us on the line. We're pumping it out, and we're going to come into my nightmare on Radio
Like You Want.
You can take my lights out, talk down to me. You can take my freedom, but you can't destroy the tree. Yeah, go take the body, go make a stand. Break up, but you can't destroy the man. Yeah. Call into my window, babe. Go find yourself asleep. Yeah. Come into my nightmare. Now you got both sides of me. Welcome to my breakdown. I got two precious lives. Call into my window, babe. Got so sad alive. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
fight. We'll come together, we'll come apart. I need the honey, so I'll try my best just to start. Yeah, I'm into my window, baby. Got two skin on me. Yeah, yeah. I'm into my window, baby. Got three on the sea. Yeah, yeah. I'm into my breakdown. I got two vicious jaws.
To my nightmare, life, liberty, and the pursuit of free downloads, the last TSOL release, 2008. Jack, where do you get that these days? It used to be free online at Hurley.com. Where does one go to get the free download?
I don't know. There's like a French guy. I gave it to a French guy, too.
A French guy, huh? All right. Never give anything to a Frenchie.
You can still, I don't know, I think you can still download it for free.
Okay. Well, it's out there somewhere. You can download everything for free, so we just have to do that on our own now. We don't do it the Hurley way anymore.
And it's worth every penny, Jack. It's worth all the free.
But seriously, if you really think about it, that was a great fucking scam. We took money from a corporation, a big corporation, Hurley, Nike owns them, man. You know, we took money from them, so we put money in our pocket. These guys that say they don't need money are liars. You're fucking crazy. I mean, everybody's got to eat, right? So we took the money from them, but we gave the record away for free. And then we said, hey, if you get a free record, donate to one of our charities. Like, that was the deal. And then we listed five charities: the Surf Rider Foundation, SPCA, Orangewood Children's Home, Midnight Mission, and they were at the Orange County Food Bank. And we said, hey, you just got a free record, send $1 or $2 to our charities.
Wow.
And we ended up raising like tens of thousands of dollars for these fucking charities.
I find it very difficult to reconcile the nihilistic, uncaring Jack with the, you know, Surf Rider, ASPCA, the sort of caring, social-minded Jack. Is that just part of the schizophrenia that makes you such a great artist, Jack?
No, it's part of, I've always been a fucker, but I'm a fucker to guys that are bullies.
Well, Jack, I want to ask you about this book, because the reviews have started coming in, and what people are saying is that there just hasn't been a memoir ever written in this style that you've employed for American Demon. Tell me what.
Well, it's like a novel. It's not really written like a memoir. It's written like a story. So all these tales got wrapped in together, and it's about selfishness. It's about conscience. It's just different. I got lucky because I've never written before. I mean, all I've written is a song. The cool thing was I didn't know what I was supposed to do, but I didn't worry about it. So I just did it. And then when they got a hold of it, they were like, you know, fuck. What you do here.
Right, so you flipped the script on him once again, Jack. All right, well, we're going to roll into another track. Jack, this is Other Side from Beneath the Shadows, 1982, on Radio
Like You Want. We'll be right back.
right, we're back with Jack Grisham, and I gotta ask you about hypnotherapy, Jack. What is the story?
You know, this whole thing sounds so fucking nuts. I was living in my car because I got divorced. I lost everything. My wife and I had a little business we lost, and I ended up getting divorced. I'm living in a car, and I was just fucking around. I was on my computer, and I was living, like, behind the coffee shop. This is only, like, 2 years ago, right? So I got nothing. I'm living out of a car, taking showers on the state beach. And so I get on the computer, and I get on one of those social network sites, and I was just fucking around. I wrote, I need a job. I need a good job. Like that Sex Pistols, you know, the Sid and Nancy shit.
Right.
And some lady wrote me back and said, hey, I got an idea for you. Come talk to me. And I went and talked to her, and she basically sent me to this hypnosis school.
And did she know you from the past, though, Jack? Did she know she was a friend who knew you from back when?
Well, she heard me give some talks before. Like, I give talks about, you know, drug and alcohol talks or whatever. You know what I mean?
For or against, Jack?
I'm not pro or con. I don't give a fuck. I'm not against drugs and alcohol. I got nothing to do with fuck. I don't care. You know, so she had heard me give a couple of these talks. So she said, look, you shouldn't be living in a car. And I got a good idea. It's your fault you're living there. And she said, will you do what I say? And I said, yeah, fuck. I mean, what am I going to do? My address is the Toyota Corolla behind fucking. Yeah. No, fuck you. I've got other options. I didn't have any.
See, I don't really see the guys from Green Day or Blink-182 going this way, Jack. This is the kind of thing that only Jack Grisham would find himself in. So you find yourself at hypnotherapy school, and how long is the course?
Like 560 hours.
560?
And they rate it by hours. No, you know, it's a quick one.
Hours, right. 560 hours.
Okay. And,
like, you're supposed to have a certain amount of hours. Like getting a certificate. So
but did you know quickly that you had an aptitude for hypnotherapy? Did you know this was something you'd be good at?
Well, I've been doing it my whole life.
So you've just been getting people to do what you want.
Like, why don't you relax? Just sit back for a second.
But you were able to parlay this whole thing into like a business. Now you got an office and the whole shebang, right?
Yeah. And now the book. But hypnosis is trippy. It's not what you think. Like, it's just language. That's all it is. It's just talking and getting people to relax. And I'm almost kind of natural for it because I'm like, I got a bit of ADD. I mean, I know that sounds, yeah, everybody's got ADD. Fucking Batman, Spanish maid. But, you know, but the bottom line is I start a story and then go into another story and then go into another story.
We noticed.
Actually, what happens when you're listening to that, your mind starts trying to follow these stories, and after hanging three stories like that, the mind actually opens up, and you can implant suggestions. So I was naturally doing what I later was trained to do.
Wow, and so...
It's real trippy. It's almost like a surgeon. Like, you open it up, you hang three metaphors, open it up, implant the suggestion, and then close the stories back up.
Interesting. And so what you do is influence people's behavior by through hypnotherapy. Have you seen concrete results? You get them to change their behavior?
If they want to change.
So what do you have, like, people that want to quit smoking or something come to your office? Or what kind of clients do you have?
Whatever, smoking or just like feeling, you know, having fears, having trouble, like anxiety, not, you know, tests coming up, stuff they're worried about, getting rid of negative emotions. Like all that crap, but they have to want to do it.
Jack, can you help me? Because I'm all fucked up and I desperately need it. Can you do it on the air right now? Just put me under. Help me.
Actually, I can't. Yeah, but see, here's the problem. You don't really want help.
Okay, you're right.
I mean, you say you want help now because it's fine because I'm on the line, but you don't really want to help. You like the way you're going. And see, and I'm good enough with what I do to realize that.
Well,
and I say, well, let's just sit here and have a cup of coffee and we'll have a nice chat. Then you go home and you don't know me anymore.
We are chatting with author, rock legend, and hypnotherapist Jack Grisham on Radio Like You Want. And guess what? She's got a bomb.
Some are dangerous, man. Some are strong.
The Joy Killer himself, Mr. Jack Grisham. The man is a goddamn legend, Mike.
That's right. I thought that was Ethel Merman on vocals there.
June is busting out all over.
And she's got a bomb. She's got a bomb right there. Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Free Downloads. You can find it somewhere on the internet. It doesn't even matter. Everything's a free download, Jack. Don't you get that, my friend?
Everything's free.
Tia Savelle right there. Wow, what a crazy interview with Jack Grisham. Now he has author on his resume, along with hypnotherapist and just crazy, freaky, psycho guy.
Crazy, freaky, psycho guy is good. I like that. I first met Jack when he was playing with Joy Killer, and I got to give a shout-out to the late lamented Lumpy. Great man, great drummer.
I think he's aptly named Lumpy.
He
right?
was a little lumpy. I once saw him eat three helpings of macaroni and cheese.
How many lumps did he like there, Blag?
But I'll tell you what, man. Josh Fries loved this man. He was a great tech. He was a great friend, and he was a great drummer. Big Lumpy, shout-out. You know, every once in a while, I stop and...
Oh, wait. What? The ladies are here.
Can you imagine?
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go.
Oh yeah, softer, caring, touching, more gentle side of Radio Like You Want.
You know, no one knows more about women than Mike Ruthier, but I gotta kick this one over to my favorite gal, Nikki Persnickety from Santa Cruz.
This isn't for broadcast, this is for you guys. I'm calling to say Radio Like You Want is exactly what I want. Thank you so much for the West Memphis 3 shout-outs. The great music, the awesome interviews. There isn't a single broadcast that you have done that hasn't made me smile. From the He Who interview to the Lux tribute with Blag and Jack, from Leaving's Christmas album to Josh Freeze's Disney stories, and oh my God, what about Smooth E? So good. Thank you again. Don't stop doing what you're doing. You're really, really good at it. And if you want to play a song for me, I would love to hear Stacey D singing Your Girlfriend's Dead. Thanks.
And I love you. That's why I had to let you know. I never meant to do those things you're hearing on the radio. I think it was your girlfriend telling lies, and neither they've seen at the scene of the crime. I think your girlfriend's dead. And I love you.
Just a kiss.
But why should people want to kiss each other?
Oh, it's an old custom. All of the really high civilizations go in for it.
But it's so silly.
But it's good for you, though. It stimulates the whole system. As a matter of fact, you can't be in tip-top health without it.
Really? I didn't know that.
I'd be only too happy to show you.
Well, thank you very much.
No trouble at all.
But she was smooth, waiting in the wings, just doing her thing. Locomotion into the groove. Number one, have some fun. That's the rule of the road. Lois Lane, Mary Jane, we may never get home. Arlene, Annette, Angelina, may
Smash Mouth.
The hits just keep coming and coming and coming. Top 40 radio right here.
What? When Eric Valentine still thought I could write a song, we wrote that song for Smash Mouth. We were going to make a fortune on that motherfucker, but it was the hexed third Smash Mouth record.
The double sophomore super uber slump. Double triple slump.
I always thought those guys didn't get the credit they deserve. Come on, you want a band that defines that late 90s pseudo-loungy sound? I think Smash Mouth kicked
ass. Well,
they
certainly do. It's just that kind of trend came and went. But there's Smash Mouth there from their third release, Smash Mouth, She Turns Me On, co-written by my co-host right here, Mr. Blag the Ripper.
You know how we do. Well, before that, Stacey D. Now, you got to love her. I met her with the Angry Amputees, San Francisco punk band. She plays with a band called Compton SF. And a bunch of other bands. She can play acoustic. She can sing country. The girl can do anything.
Hypnotherapy, you name it.
Fat Mike tells me she's going to be in his new musical. So, Stacey D, look out for her.
Had some thoughts about that. What the?
Oh!
Oh, my God. It's getting scary in here, Blag.
Man, it is just nasty up in here. When the werewolves start howling at the moon, what did you bring us for? It came from the garage.
Mr. Clean by Mr. Clean from the Mr. Clean 7-inch. This is 1964, co-written by Frank Zappa. You can hear him on the backing vocals.
My first show ever, Frank Zappa.
Tell me what's behind the green door. They all having a ball behind the green door. One, two, three, four.
Green door. Green door. Green door. Green door. Man, and it's a-killing me. There's just too many people, and they're all too hard to please. With my head's in
mixed up and confused here. I thought this was a punk rock show. What the hell? Dylan on a punk rock station? Out of control.
As long as we don't have to pay anything for it, we'll play anybody on this station, Mike.
Somebody will pay, I'll tell you that. That Bob Dylan right there, happy 70th birthday to Big Bob. Still out there moving and doing it. Well, I don't know about moving it, but still doing it. Bob Dylan right there, mixed up and confused. That's originally came out on a 7-inch. Flipside, Karina on that one, 1962. Before that, Escarita with his version of Green Door. That's a very cool version there.
The greatest Little Richard imitator in history, Escarita. Yeah. Pick up the record if you can find it.
Good luck with that.
And before that, we heard Frank Zappa. That was Mr. Clean. Well, it was Mr. Clean doing Mr. Clean, but come on. You know that was just Zappa singing the original Louie Louie.
Written by
Louie
Zappa,
Louie.
Doing backing vocals. He wasn't on lead on that one, but his fingerprints are all over that.
Mike, I got to reminisce. First show I ever saw, rock and roll style.
Tell us more, Black.
Frank
Tell us more.
Zappa live at the Uptown Theater, Chicago. Brilliant show. The man was a genius then. He's dead and he's still a genius. I love him. Frank Zappa, the original, an American original, folks.
There you go, Blag. You said it. You got your soliloquy out.
I love you.
All right. Coming up next, we got Cock Spar. Now, they're headlining one of the nights at Punk Rock Bowling. Blag, you're going to be there Memorial Day weekend, blowing it out big, huh?
I dig Cock Spar, and I love Punk Rock Bowling. I'm afraid I'm going to have to knock them right off the stage, so it's what we do in the motherfucking dwarves. But this is the mighty Cock Spar on radio.
Like you.
Whoa.
but I asked her for a date. She said yes, I had a drink to celebrate. Time for one last round. I know the road to romance, there's some very rocky paths. So the next night I was careful and I stacked a drink in half. In an hour, in an alley, the drawers around our calves. Time for one last round. The bells, so loud a man can't think. The bells, is the time for another drink. 15 minutes later we were back inside the pub. She told me I was wonderful, she said she was in love. I said thank you darling, two last brandy's gub. There's time for one last round. The toilet could be going through a burst. She said forget the taxi, you're gonna need a nurse. There's time for one last round. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four. I knew I wasn't drunk, I had a good grip on the floor. I buckled up to kiss her but she punched me in the jaw. Time for one last round.
I want the sum of $100 million in gold bullion deposited in our account in Buenos Aires.
This is extortion.
Extortion is my business.
You cannot sit down. You got to get up and start moving. That's the who is that there?
Plague? The Safaris.
That's
of
right, the Safaris. You Can't Sit Down from their Wipeout LP 1963. Cockspar before that. Last Orders. Here We Stand 2007. Big old thanks to Lord Jack Grisham, hypnotherapist, psycho guy, TSOL singer, etc., etc., etc. Bag, that gets us up to date, and we're out of time.
I got to thank Newt Gingrich for self-destructing in front of the world this week. This was the most amusing thing
I've
ever
seen. Wasn't it a thing of beauty?
Dude. And then when he got out and said,
last week, Schwarzenegger,
if you quote me, you're lying. Yeah, Schwarzenegger, now Newt. Who's going to be the next conservative to eat a bag of shit? That's the question I got, Mike. Well, we are Radio Like You Want. We broadcast live from the city of San Francisco. You can get us at radiolikeyouwant.com. Download the podcast. Call us. Leave a message like Nikki Persnickety, 415-315-9663. You can email us interviews at radiolikeyouwant.com. We'll take your songs. We'll take your ideas for Globetrotter, Estrogen OD, It Came from the Garage, Mike Ruthier. Tell these motherfuckers how we do night after night, week after week.
We just keep coming and coming. blows a-flowing, guns a-blazing. Next week, we're going to be kicking off summer, so make sure you tune in for that.
Dwarves at Punk Rock Bowling. Be there, kids. Let's do this!
You can't sit down, my friend.
You can't bowl, either.
Fuck it.
Greedy worldwide.